Recent years have seen a string of legislative and legal victories for LGBTQ plus rights, but also a wave of hostile rhetoric, violent attacks, and state legislation targeting especially transgender youth. Democratic lawmakers are pushing back, reintroducing a bill called the Equality Act to expand civil rights protections. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon is the bill's Senate author.
Anti-LGBTQ plus bills aren't just words on paper. They deny life-saving medical care. They deny inclusive education. They deny access to spaces and facilities. This is the most significant contraction of American freedoms and equality in generations.
Merkley was joined by other Senate and House Democrats, as well as advocates, for a news conference on the Equality Act. The measure would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and gender identity, expanding protections against discrimination in areas like employment, housing, public accommodations, and education. Democrat Charisse Davids of Kansas was one of the first two Native Americans elected to Congress and the first openly LGBT person to represent the state at the federal level. But she says she can still be turned away from a restaurant, a hotel, or a dentist because of who she is.
This type of discrimination, while it is absolutely unacceptable and it's not right, it's allowed under the law. And until we get the Equality Act across the finish line, it will continue to be allowed and unacceptable. So we have a very important task in front of us. Let's just fix the allowed that's not acceptable and just make it not allowed and not acceptable.
The act has support from the entire House Democratic Caucus. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York calls the measure choosing hopefulness over hatred. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the measure is needed because, in his words, states can do junky things. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi thanked the activists.
Thank all of you for your outside mobilization to make our inside maneuvering successful for all of you, for our country. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for making America more American. Now let's get on with passing the Equality Act to do just that.
Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey put the issue in terms of a long struggle for civil rights.
We are a nation that is on a journey from Lexington and Concord to Appomattox. We are on a journey from Seneca Falls to Stonewall to Selma, a journey toward freedom. And we cannot be free until everyone is free.
Earlier this month, the group Human Rights Campaign declared its first ever state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people in the United States, citing the wave of state bills targeting the LGBTQ plus community, about 500 this year alone. Kelly Robinson is president of the Human Rights Campaign.
I shouldn't have to determine if I'm being discriminated against because I'm black, queer, or a woman. Discrimination is discrimination and should be illegal under the law. That's what the Equality Act is about.
She had testified earlier in the day at a hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee, where the topic was protecting pride, defending the civil rights of LGBTQ plus Americans. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is the ranking Republican on the committee.
I believe this debate will go into the 2024 cycle. And the question before us, one of the questions is it okay for a state to ban transitions of a minor? And I think it is. I think the state has every interest in protecting minor children and regarding a medical procedure that is life-altering, given the evidence we have about how these procedures work.
Witnesses at the hearing included Harley Walker. She describes herself as a very happy 16-year-old girl from Alabama. But as a transgender person, she says she has to jump through hoops and fight just for her right to exist.
I'm asking for you to help us stop certain people from using the transgender community as a political pawn. Please stop attacking our lives for votes or money. These are human rights hanging in the balance. Help us communicate that they are impacting people's lives and our pursuit of happiness. We are just like your kid, just like your neighbor, and you. We also deserve the ability to be happy. Thank you.
The debate will likely continue in Congress and around the country, and the activists say they're not about to give up. Senator Booker says we have work to do, and he quotes a song by the group Sweet Honey and the Rock.
And the song goes, "We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it's won."
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.